we didn't have any, no, just the hounds at that time. Well, they'd kill a shepherd dog just as quick as they would a wolf, because mm-hmm. they thought that's what it was. Mm-hmm. They're not any different.
Hmm. Okay. Were these thoroughbred dogs?
Yes, the first ones that he ordered, I think he gave $50 a piece for them.
Gee.
And in that day, that was a terrible price to pay for a dog.
Was,
he sent to Missouri.
You'd get a good horse for the rest of
the life. Oh, goodness sakes alive, yes, you could buy a good horse for $25, just one of the best horses for $25.
He sent to Missouri?
I don't remember what part of Missouri. But he sent, he got two pair. First, old Judy and Hawks, and then where was that? Old Hardy and Judy. That was one pair. Well, I don't remember the others. Mm-hmm. But that old Hardy was one of the trackingest dogs. You know, it's a pleasant sound to hear them when they're on the trail of something. Now, to hear them just sit around and make that racket, but when they're way off, running something, and you can tell just as well by the sound they make when they was gaining on that wolf.
Mm.
You could tell it just as well as if you'd been there able to see it.
Huh.
From the way they, when they first start out,
mm-hmm.
they just bay every once in a while. You know they was on the scent of something.
Mm-hmm.
But when they were about to get him, why, they made altogether a different noise.
Mm.
You knew that they had him.
What would you call a dog that wasn't a thoroughbred, rather it was just a whole
cur.
Bunch of dogs?
It's an old cur. And I've heard Dad say, oh, it's not anything but an infernal cur. He didn't have much use for curs.
Well, this may not be the case, but superstition has it that if you walk across the pasture and wear a red dress, you have to watch out for the...
I don't believe it'd make a bit of difference in the world. Out here, I don't care what you'd had on, if you walked across the pasture afoot, you'd have to hunt a fence or a tree, if there was a tree handy. Because you just didn't dare get out afoot. You just didn't dare do it. And the worst scared I ever was in my life. I walked over to Cantrell's one time, and when Mother sent me over there for something, and she went to the top of the hill, and there was no cattle in sight anywhere. And she said, now you hurry over there. And she said, before you start back, well, you have Mr. Cantrell go and look and see if there's any cattle in sight anywhere. And she said, now don't you, it's just about a mile from our house. She said, don't you start out if he can see any cattle. Well, he couldn't see any when I started home, but I was more than a quarter of a mile from the fence. And I heard this old wolf. Oh, don't tell me the kid can't fly when they have
boy.
That is the most hair-raising sound in the world when you're out of foot.
Well, no, I'll tell you,
it just is. And I didn't beat him to the fence from here. Oh my!
It doesn't matter. Just do it or else.
That's right. You just
said
have to do it.
Bad that way too.
Oh, they are. You bet your life. Well, most the cattle out here were longhorn steers. Of course, there was lots of cows too. And that's something you don't want to tangle with in the spring when she's got a young calf.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, even on a horse. Or you get an old bull that's mad, and you don't want to get close to him on a horse either. I've seen horses ripped wide open. And almost had it happen to me one time. I went after the milk cows, and we had an old bull. He was just as gentle as one of the milk cows. And when I started right up, he was just standing there with his head down and looking mad. And I thought to myself, well, Reuben, you sort of looked like you were in a good humor, but I didn't think anything about it at all. And I just went riding on around to round up the cows, and he was standing right there. And just as I got even with him, if I hadn't had a quick horse, he'd have gored the life out of him.
Oh.
Somebody had shot him in the shoulder.
Oh.
And you've heard about a wounded bull. Well,
yeah.
Now I'll tell you, they'll sure tackle you. Because he was just as gentle. I patted him 1,000 times. But he sure almost got old Bill that time. He didn't miss him that far.
Yeah.
And a sharp old horns, and he was a big brute. big old white face, model face. He wasn't a herder. But now he wouldn't have started to do a thing like that, but he was hurt. Mm-hmm. And I knew when I looked at him that he looked peculiar. After that, when one looked funny, I wouldn't pay attention to him. I was used to him being just as gentle as a calf, but I never thought about him being mad. He looked mad, all right, but I didn't think old Reuben could.
Did you have any special term for a calf whose mother had died? Or?
Yeah, doggy. Little doggy.
And when the cow was about to give birth to the calf, did you have any special term with like that?
She's going to be fresh. Uh-huh. That's what we always say.
Did they have any, was an ox used around here?
No, we never had any.
Man told me that his daddy bought some oxen. Just
uh-huh. I've heard my mother talk.